Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I've always thought that there should be a Yelp review for people. You know, where you can just rank people based on all sorts of things, including dating. And apparently, the girl on the phone for a second date update today actually had an experience kind of like that after her date. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Alicia, what's up? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Before we get into the whole Yelp review thing I was talking about, why don't you tell us about the dude you want to call today? What's his name?
Gino.
Gino, all right. And where did you meet Gino?
I met him online.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He instantly drew me to him because of his profile picture.
What was his profile picture?
It was clearly a Photoshop picture of him on a T-Rex shirtless with a sword in one hand and a box of KFC in the other.
That's funny.
All right. That's epic.
Dude, that is a modern day prince right there. Who needs a white horse?
Made you laugh and realize he's probably a funny guy then.
Yeah, he probably has a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay, and did he deliver on the date? Was he actually fun and funny?
He did. He was, like, super nice. He was funny. We went out for dinner and drinks. He picked, like, the best restaurant.
Oh, my God. That makes such a difference, too. Like, if you're eating good food, suddenly everyone becomes more attractive.
Seriously, though, with that dinner, I had the best salmon that I've had in, like, my entire life. And if I could go back right now, or I should go back right now. It's just, it was so good.
So do you want us to get you a second date, or you just want to go back to this restaurant?
Yeah, I just want to go back to the restaurant.
I feel like this is like a case of like food goggles. You know, like beer goggles makes people more attractive. I feel like food goggles would work the same.
Possibly. It was so good, though. I can't explain it.
Okay. And well, other than the salmon, how was the rest of the date?
So afterwards, he took me to an arcade.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool because I haven't been able to play most of those games since I was little, like Miss Pac-Man and all that good stuff.
Fun.
And how was that? How was like the banter between you two?
Banter was fine. I mean, he's a really personable person.
To have the date end, did you guys make out? Anything like that?
No. It was just like a little kiss on the cheek. See you later. Okay. You know. But the weird part happened when I got home.
Okay.
I had an email from Gino,
okay.
And it was a link to SurveyMonkey.
Yeah.
And so I was super confused, but apparently he wanted me to rate the conversation, the date itself.
So he made a whole survey asking you about your date experience with Gino.
A whole survey.
Wow.
Okay. What'd you think? Was that funny to you?
I thought it was like a little weird, but then like, I guess like I kind of respect it because he wants to be trying to improve.
Yeah, or you thought it was a funny thing to do. Yeah, I could see myself doing that and be like, oh, she's going to think this is really funny.
Right, but then, like, at the end of the survey, you select a time and date for, like, the next date.
Okay.
Oh.
So it was a creative way to ask you out again.
Convenient.
I guess, but I haven't heard from him.
Okay, did you forget to fill that part out of the survey?
Yeah, did you click submit?
No, I totally did, because I would love to go out with him again.
Okay, so you filled out his whole survey, which most people probably wouldn't do. And he hasn't responded to you. Have you tried to actually text him and stuff, or you just left it at the survey?
So, I mean, like, I did try and text him after I filled out the date and time for the next date, but I haven't heard back from him.
Okay, nothing.
Do you think he's just too good at online dating? Like, he sounds like he's fun and funny, but almost like a player in disguise. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's a little bit too smooth, too funny.
I guess he does pick great places to go, like that restaurant.
Right. Well, and like his like cutesy photograph and then the survey.
And
like
then the arcade.
Maybe he's like just fun. Going through a lot of dates and you're not on the callback list.
Oh, I hope that's not the case, but that's why I would like to find out.
Or were you just way too honest in your survey?
She rated. Hey,
yeah, did you like rip on him?
I didn't give him like a perfect review because like if I gave him 5 stars, like he would have, you know, it would have made me look desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
for
can
sure.
See that.
There's that too.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.